Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 23rd Sunday after Pentecost, proper 26, year A. Our readings today, Micah chapter 3, verses 5 to 12, Psalm 43, Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 9 to 13, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, verses 1 to 12. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we are Your people, not because we are worthy, but by Your grace alone. We are Your people. We have come in joy and thanksgiving. We are Your people, and we have come to praise You. We are Your people, and we have come to give You the worship You deserve. We are Your people, and we have come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, we have come to worship You, to bring our songs of joy and our words of thankfulness. We long for our worship to be more than mere words, and our thanksgiving more than an act of the moment. May the worship we bring here last for the whole of our lives, and our praises ring through eternity. We come to You because You have promised to set us free, to fill our lives with the blessings You have always given to Your faithful people. We come to You because You are our Creator, Sustainer, and Sovereign Lord. By Your Holy Spirit, equip us with the power to live Your word. Amen. We have the hymn, I, the Lord of Sea and Sky.
Thank you.
We pray the colic for proper 26, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, it is only by your gift that your faithful people offer you true and laudable service. Grant that we may run without stumbling to obtain your heavenly promises through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, True and Laudable Service. True and Laudable Service. In our colic today, we prayed, Almighty and merciful God, it is only by your gift that your faithful people offer you true and laudable service. Grant that we may run without stumbling to obtain your heavenly promises. In that prayer, we acknowledge that God calls us to serve, and that it is only by God's gift that we can offer to God true and laudable service. That is, service worthy of servants of God. In the Old Testament, we learn that God calls persons to particular tasks. For example, God called Saul and David to be kings of Israel. God called Jeremiah and Ezekiel to be prophets of God's people. When God calls, God equips, God commissions, and God sends the individual out to do the task. Each individual is empowered by God's gift, the Holy Spirit, in order to serve as God requires. We see in the example of Saul and David, when David followed the guidance of the Holy Spirit, he was able to give true and laudable service to the people of God, and eventually not only defeated their enemies, but united the 12 tribes of Israel. In disobedience to the Holy Spirit, Saul led them into defeat by their enemies. In our Old Testament reading today from Micah chapter 3, verses 5 to 12, the prophet Micah, empowered by God's gift of the Holy Spirit, condemns Israel's prophets because they are not giving true and laudable service to God's people. As prophets, they were commissioned to speak the word from God, whether it is a word of blessing or judgment. In the time of Micah, Israel's prophets had forsaken their vocation. They were not giving true and laudable service to the people of God. They had forsaken their vocation. The people were suffering because these so-called prophets were not speaking the word of the Lord, but their own words, which changed to suit their situation. When things were going well with them and their needs were satisfied, they announced peace. When times were rough and their bellies were empty, these same prophets declared war. Micah proclaims, "Thus says the Lord concerning the prophets who lead my people astray, who cry peace when they have something to eat, but declare war against those who put nothing in their mouths. Micah chapter 3, verse 5. For their unfaithfulness, the false prophets will be punished. The prophet says, therefore, it shall be night to you without vision, and darkness to you without revelation. The sun shall go down upon the prophets, and the day shall be black over them. Micah chapter 3, verse 6. On the other hand, the prophet Micah is offering true and laudable service to God's people. He writes, but for me, I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord, and with justice and might to declare to Jacob his transgressions and to Israel his sin. Verse 8. Micah is a true prophet. He is filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and he is obedient. Therefore, he confronts the nation with their sins. True and laudable service indeed. Micah also confronts Israel's political and religious leaders, who are motivated not by social justice and equity, but by self-interest and greed. The prophet Micah speaks, hear this, you rulers of the house of Jacob, and the chiefs of the house of Israel, who abhor justice and pervert all equity, who build Zion with blood and Jerusalem with wrong. Its rulers give judgment for a bribe, its priests teach for a price, its prophet gives oracles for money. Chapter 3, verses 9 to 11a. The prophets and the leaders of Jerusalem certainly are not giving true and laudable service. They are motivated by self-interest and greed rather than being empowered by the Holy Spirit. In our Gospel from Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 to 12, Jesus identifies another group who are not giving true and laudable service to God's people. Jesus encourages his listeners to follow the instructions of the scribes and Pharisees because they sit on Moses' seat. They interpret God's law for the people. However, their problem is not in what they say, but what they do. Their problem is their motivation to follow the law. The Pharisees make a public display of their religious devotions for the sole purpose of being admired and praised by the people. They practice their piety before others in order to be seen by them. The Pharisees make an outward show of their religion. They do all that is required by the law. They give tithes. They wear the right items to demonstrate obedience to the law, but it is all a show. The Pharisees devoted their time and energy to external matters rather than the internal matters of the heart. They desire to be praised and honored by others. Jesus points them in the way to give true and laudable service. He says, the greatest among you will be your servant. All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted. Matthew chapter 23, verses 11 and 12. Jesus invites us to serve with humility. True and laudable service involves looking after the needs of others before self, using the gifts of the Holy Spirit to serve God's people with humility and love. We have an example of true and laudable service in our epistle from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 to 13. Paul and his companions, Silas and Timothy, are accused by the Jews in Thessalonica of preaching the gospel for money. Paul responds by reminding them that when he and his companions were living among them and preaching the gospel, they did not depend on the Thessalonians, but provided for themselves. They labored and toiled, working night and day, so that we might not burden any of you while we proclaim to you the gospel of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9b. Paul affirmed that their proclamation of the gospel was not out of self-interest, but out of concern for the people, to share with them the good news of God's love as demonstrated by Jesus, the Messiah. Paul and his companions set us an example of true and laudable service. Today, we are called to follow their example, not for self, but for others. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, using the gifts of the Spirit, we are called as disciples of Christ to serve others with humility and love. That is true and laudable service. The hymn writer reminds us, "Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too." Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, your word is a lantern to our feet, the light to our path. Word of truth, you set your church ablaze with the fire of your love. Feed and inspire the lives of your servants to walk by this light. Bless and guide translators and scholars of the scripture, that we may live a lively and godly faith. Lord, your word is a lantern to our feet, the light to our path. Word of justice, your command sets the oppressed free and calls rulers to account. Raise up prophets and counselors of wisdom and insight. Give courage to all who speak for the voiceless and proclaim your liberation. Lord, your word is a lantern to our feet, the light upon our path. Word of hope, you are the bedrock of existence and our ultimate goal. Let your grace flow to nourish and sustain all people. Gather into one body people of every race and language, that songs of rejoicing may resound throughout the world. Lord, your word is a lantern to our feet, the light upon our path. Word of comfort and consolation, you restore what is diminished and recover what has been lost. Give solace to the weary and mend the broken. Pour out your oil of healing on our wounds and afflictions. Lord, your word is a lantern to our feet and a light upon our path. Word of life, you turn the darkness of death into the dawn of new life. Raise, we pray, all who have died. Turn our sorrow into dancing and tears into laughter once more. Lord, your word is a lamp unto our feet, the light upon our path. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen. And we have the hymn, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. We pray that you will have a very productive, rewarding, and Spirit-filled week. And the Lord will bless and keep you. We ask for God's presence in your homes and God's peace in your hearts. And we leave you with the hymn, O Jesus, I Have Promised.
Their bladders every night as they sleep.
Shall be too. But Jesus, I